Let's head to South Africa now, and we're joined by our correspondent, Elna Schutz. Elna, a disaster in South Africa's Garden Route coast. Now, this has led to multiple fatalities. Can you tell us more?
Yes, a five-story building that was under construction in the city of George collapsed. So the last update this morning meant that 36 people have been retrieved and 7 people have died. So they're still trying to find around 39 people, mostly construction workers. So all of this is developing, but the death toll is already higher than those of other prominent structural collapses in the country's history. And the collapse happened on Monday afternoon, so rescue efforts have been ongoing for about a day and a half now, and they are making progress, but it's obviously quite a tragedy. Meanwhile, the construction company has now been named, even though the mayor of the city was at first hesitant to do so. And the Western Cape Premier has said that an investigation into the collapse is already underway, and specialist engineers are on site just to find out how this could have happened.
And no indications, early indications, Elna, as to the cause?
No. I mean... I can only guess, but it was still under construction, so there must have been something with that, if I had to guess. But
understand,
obviously, that's not on me to do. So.
Yeah, they're still investigating. Okay, let's move to South Africa's power utility. It's suing a city. What is that about?
I wish I could get by without electricity drama for 1 week, Lisa. But it's in the headlines again. Now Eskom, which is our power utility, is taking the city of Johannesburg to court over 1 billion rand in unpaid debt. So that's around 90 million New Zealand dollars. The city has been defaulting on their payments in the last months. And now Eskom wants Joburg City Power to be forced to pay this back. So to give some context, since last year, the city has been trying to force businesses with large unpaid electricity bills to pay those back by cutting the lights. But as irony will have it, there is more. The city has now hit back saying, no, Eskom actually owes it money. It says it has been inaccurately overcharging the city for the last 3 years, and that would come to almost 3.5 billion rand, so more than three times what Eskom is taking them to court over. So the city is unsurprisingly opposing the court bid, but clearly, this has to be straightened out somehow, because South Africa really has a bit of a double burden in this case, both with its electricity woes and municipal troubles.
Shall we move to some good news? Is it good news for online shoppers in South Africa?
Yes, it is. Depending on who you are and what you love to do, but Amazon famously has a little bit of something for everyone. And the e-commerce giant has finally landed in South Africa in terms of a local marketplace. So Amazon Web Services have been in the country for quite a few years, but not in terms of in terms of the public marketplace as we know it. So its offering has lots of perks like pickup points and same-day delivery, etc. But they sort of did a bit of a soft launch. So we are hoping that that you know, gets a bit further. So the launch site had a fairly limited stock. They didn't have any Amazon products, ironically, so no Kindles, Fire TVs or Alexa smart speakers, and Amazon Prime is not yet available in the country, apart from the video offering. So with time, that will probably change. But the context here is that it's great for people who have been wanting more online options, but local companies in the space who are established, like Takealot, are understandably concerned because recently not only Amazon now, but Temu have really had a growing presence. So hopefully this will turn into healthy competition.
Thank you, Alna. That is Alna Schutz, who is our correspondent in South Africa.